We are condemning the statement that he made. The statement he made was really very unfortunate for a member of parliament. It's backward and it's rights violating comment of the MP. It's a serious affront to gender equality, women's rights, and must be condemned by all who care about upholding human rights. His views are inimical to the standards and values of a modern rights-respecting nation like Ghana.
Well, but Ms. Edem, is it he entitled to his opinion? And he, as a member of parliament, contributing to debate in parliament and freedom of expression that Ghana espouses?
Yes, he's entitled to that, but not on the floor of parliament. If you and I are having drinks and then having those kind of conversations, that is fine. He represents thousands of people, women inclusive, in parliament. So we are expecting him to make a more rights-recognizing comment on the floor of parliament. That's all that we are saying.
Some of his supporters are saying that he's being scapegoated by feminist groups or women's groups like yours for speaking his mind and supporting his stance on that fact. What do you make of those comments coming from his supporters?
Those comments are also very unfortunate. As I said, women's rights are human rights. So I seriously think anybody who really is interested in upholding human rights would also condemn his statement. Not just women. Men inclusive, women inclusive, children inclusive.
Some people say he should be allowed to make any statement in the floor of parliament because, in any case, the measure will be voted for, and since majority of people appear not to share his comments, then people should not worry about it. Why are women groups bothered or concerned about this statement?
We are concerned because Ghana is a party to all the major human rights treaties. We are very much concerned because if we are party to human rights treaties, we expect that an organization or a body, so to speak, which is parliament, anybody who seeks to be a member of parliament or who is a member of parliament would make pronouncements that uphold these rights or treaties that we have assigned to.